Coming up, it's Lightning Fill in the Blank, but first it's time for Carl to recreate some more voices from the week's news. If you'd like to play on air, call or leave a message at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924, or you can send an email to waitwait@npr.org. You can also go to our website at waitwait.npr.org, where you can join our discussion board and find out about attending our weekly live shows here at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Jamie.
Hi, Jamie, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from big, beautiful Saratoga, California, just between Santa Cruz, the bomb capital of the world, and also San Francisco, where we offer free prostate exams every home game. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's the kind of enlightened community you are. Well, welcome to the show, Jamie. Now, you're going to play Who's Carol this time. Carol
okay.
Castle will read three quotes from this week's news. If you correctly identify or explain two of them, Carol will record the greeting on your home answering machine.
Wonderful.
Here's your first quote.
I think he appreciated the fact that people were willing to really open up and give it to him.
That was Representative Ray LaHood of Illinois. He was talking about a meeting in which he and a bunch of other angry Republican congressmen gave whom a piece of their mind.
President Bush.
Exactly right. A group of 11 moderate Republicans went to the White House on Tuesday and said, you know, call us nervous Nellies, but we're beginning to get a little worried about how things are going in Iraq. According to themselves, they actually chewed out the leader of the free world. These guys can now, of course, go to the voters in 08 and say, well, we didn't actually stop the war, but we did express our feelings to the president.
Mm-hmm.
How are we to know he wasn't going to change? He said he appreciated us. All right, Jamie, here is your next quote.
Does this mean we can quit hearing all the stupid, cheese-eating surrender monkeys that got their butt kicked in World War II jokes?
That was from the site of blogger Ezra Klein, one of many similar reactions to the election this week of whom?
I think the president of France.
Right. Do you know his name?
Pozny.
Pozny?
Or Krasny?
Oh, you're so close. You're so close, I'll give it to you, because he's French.
Pozny?
No, Sarkozy.
Sarkozy.
Nicolas Sarkozy. He was elected president of France after a campaign that was almost American in its shallow bitterness, or bitter shallowness. He beat a socialist, Ségolène Royal, who had the relationship scandals and effete snobbery that usually would guarantee her election in France. But no, Sarkozy, on the other hand, is known for being pugnacious and tough and generally pro-American. He has criticized his own country for being soft and lazy in comparison to Britons and Americans. So his first act in office, demanding that his countrymen put in a full 30-hour work week. And he says they can still take the whole month of August off, but he has asked that they check their email just once in a while. Mm-hmm. All right, very good. Here's your last quote.
Kaboom, indeed.
That was the New York Times talking about a massive explosion that made news this week. The exploding what?
Well, it was a supernova.
It was a supernova, yes. The supernova. Astronomers flipped their pocket protectors when they saw the explosion and death of SN2006GY, a supernova 240 million light years away. The cataclysm is believed to be an old star blowing up, spreading its elements across the galaxy to seed new stars and planets. Even so, astronomers say that it was still only the second biggest self-destruction of a star seen after Alec Baldwin.
Ah. Knew there was a joke in there somewhere.
Had to get to it.
Right.
Yeah. Carl, how did Jamie do in our quiz?
Three correct answers, Peter, means Jamie is a winner.
Excellent work, Jamie. Congratulations. Well done.
God bless y'all back there in Chicago.